We pray. Heavenly Father, in the quiet of this night, may this be a hallowed place that we might ponder once anew, dear Lord, what you have done for us. May your words resonate in our ears. May your love dwell deeply in our hearts. May we truly be renewed, dear Lord, in your grace divine for all that you have done for us, won for us, and promised to us. Bless us ever onward as we sing your unending praise. Amen. The portion of God's word which we turn our attention to this evening in our Lenten meditations, we turn to Matthew chapter 26 as printed in your service folder. Peter said to Jesus, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never deny you." And all the disciples said the same. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane. He told his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and distressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." He went a little farther, fell on his face, and prayed. He said, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." He came to the disciples and found them sleeping. He said to Peter, So were you not able to stay awake with me for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you do not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." The word of our Lord. Our reading this evening takes us to the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus is praying, fervently praying, while his disciples are sleeping. The reason Jesus has come to this garden is because of the great problem that happened in a different garden, the Garden of Eden, when holy Adam and Eve fell into sin and became servants of Satan. If we had been in the Garden of Eden, we might have warned Eve, "There's a snake slithering towards you. Be careful. Filled with a poison of a whole different kind. Eve, don't get in a conversation with talking snakes. Eve, this is the first time you've ever been tempted. Oh, Eve, pray. Pray that you might be able to see the evil that is staring you down and that you might not fall into sin." But we weren't there. And holy Eve fell into sin by doubting her Heavenly Father's love and by disobeying his commands. And it seemed as though everything was lost. But on the very first day of her great fear and guilt, God came walking to her and Adam and promised that his son would come and be the savior of all people. And so fast forward, that's why Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane, to prepare himself to make good on God's sacred promise. Jesus was praying under the branches of olive trees while the forces of evil were welling up against him and his followers. Like a dark cloud, they were rolling into Gethsemane. And these fishermen, who normally stayed up all night long throwing out and dragging in their nets, on this evening were far too tired to stay awake. Could they not see the anguish on Jesus' face? Couldn't they sense the demons who were all around them and rising to overthrow him? Could they not see what Jesus was about to go through and pray? If only they could see what Jesus saw in those hours. If only they could pray the fervent prayers Jesus prayed in that hour. They were facing the very same kind of evil as Eve faced. If we had been in the Garden of Eden, we might have protested, "Wake up, watch, Peter, James, John, what do you think you're doing? Don't you see what this day is? Don't you hear Jesus' tears and cries? Don't you see the great pain he's in? Don't you recognize the hour of evil that is upon you and the great danger you are in? It may be dark and quiet, Peter, in this moment, but oh, just within hours from now, you will see your Savior so bloodied and beaten you won't even recognize him. And after that, then, the Heavenly Father will punish him for all sins of all people. Do you not know what is happening in these days? Peter, James, John, watch and pray, because your hearts too will be under attack to doubt and fear and to be in panic. Phil and Dee Dee Spencer had a daughter, Tricia. She was bright, sociable, an A-B student. She loved cheerleading and basketball and soccer. But in her sophomore year, she developed a new group of friends. They had nicknames like Wild Child and Bad Baby. They were known to be involved in drugs. Phil and Dee Dee warned her about how dangerous this new group of friends would be for her, but those talks didn't go very well. Tricia simply just distanced herself more and more from her parents. Her life started spinning out of control. Then Tricia went off to college. Mom and Dad were hoping, so hoping and praying, that this was a brand new start, a beginning of a much better chapter. In the middle of Tricia's freshman year, she came home sobbing, admitting to her parents she was both pregnant and addictive. She was so afraid of the child she would give birth to and whether that child would be addicted as well. Great sobs came out of her, almost uncontrollably. "I wish I would have listened to you when you told me I was in such danger. I just didn't want to hear it. I closed my ears and closed my eyes to your warning, and now everything is so terrible." Can we feel for her pain and her anguish? Her tears of anguish will be our tears of anguish if we fail to hear what Jesus is telling us from the Garden of Gethsemane. Watch and pray. We need to watch and pray as though our whole life depended on it, because it does. In the still quietness of this church, or in the ease and comfort of our recliner, it's easy for us to doze off and go to sleep spiritually, to close our eyes to the danger that is all around us and to the great sacrifice our Savior has made for us. Was Jesus only talking to his disciples in that garden 2,000 years ago? Has Satan given up all his attacks on you and me? Are we past ever being threatened by doubt, fear, or panic in our lives? Jesus has remarkable blessings this Lenten season for everyone who sits and watches and prays with him through this Lenten season. Watch and pray and see how our all-powerful Lord has crushed the serpent's head, and how he has saved our souls. God had a warning for another one of his people, the son of Eve, Cain when he said, "Then the Lord said to Cain, if you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it." God was calling for Cain to watch out. Like a king cobra, sin is waiting for us to step through that door. It's waiting, curled up, ready to bite us in the neck and to infect us with its poison. Cain didn't listen to God's warning, and he suffered the consequences. This Lenten season, are we more likely to fall asleep or fall in great temptation, trial, and trouble? Satan doesn't want us to have a peaceful, blessed, growing, meaningful Lent. No, he wants to tear us limb from limb. He would like to blanket us with the sleep of apathy. Or he would like to burn in our hearts his lies, so that instead of concentrating on Jesus, we recite to ourselves over and over again, "I must obsess about my enemy who has done me wrong." Or, "I must fantasize about the beautiful person next door." Or, "I must scream that I have the right to be me." Or, "I need to salivate over how good it would be to have the big bucks, lots of money." Or maybe I need to brag over how important and powerful I am. Or simply insist that God needs to accept me on my terms. A lot of temptations this Lenten season. Watch and pray, Jesus says, so that you will not enter into temptation. On my trip to Jerusalem, one of my most favorite places to visit was the Garden of Gethsemane. Most of the olive trees there are rather young, but there is one section of the garden that is over 2,000 years old. I wonder if it was under those olive trees where Jesus prayed and cried, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. What were his disciples supposed to watch and pray about? Look at Jesus' enormous love. What crushes Jesus to the ground and causes him to beg? What has the power to do that? What is this cup of dread that he does not want to drink? The cup that is filled with the bitter potion of hell's punishment for sin. No wonder Jesus turns to his Father and pleads, "Take this cup away from me." Sin must be serious. Look at what it does to Jesus. Each of our sins is a drop of poison in that blood, in that cup. Each of our sins brings a drop of blood from Jesus' scalp. Jesus' love must be serious too. Three times he pleaded to his heavenly Father, "Can I pass on this? Is there any way possible?" And when the answer was no, what was Jesus' response? Notice, he wasn't murmuring against God's answer. He wasn't questioning God's will and way for his life. He says, "No, not my will, but yours be done." How Jesus must have loved his heavenly Father that he would go and do this, even to the point of the horrible cross. How much Jesus must love you and me and all people that he would pour out his life for sinners like us. How much the Heavenly Father must love us that he would send his beloved Son to bleed and die for you and me. Is that not remarkable enough to hold our attention for this Lenten season and for all of life? Oh, that is what we need to watch and look at intently this Lenten season. Pray. Jesus calls to us to pray our way through Lent. Jesus was struggling as he prayed that his Father's will be done, no matter what it cost him. Jesus allows us to struggle this Lenten season with the temptation to fall asleep spiritually, or the temptation to give in to temptations and that are crouching at our door that want to bring us down. Also, that we might have practiced this Lenten season praying, Lord, not my will be done, but yours, no matter what the cost. We have an opportunity to follow Jesus better than Adam and Eve, or Peter, James, and John, to truly fervently be watching and praying all throughout Lent. In every temptation and trial, victory or defeat, in every relationship and opportunity, God's word tells us what his will is for our heart and for our lives. Are we fully awake, watching and fervently praying? Let's be bold and pray that we put away the evil voice that dwells within us and listen only and powerfully to our Savior's voice, his holy word. Let's watch and pray until drops of blood fall from our scalps this Lenten season. And then see what joy and peace and strength and hope Jesus gives us as we spend real time with him in Gethsemane and Jerusalem and Golgotha. Amen. We pray. Heavenly Father, merciful Lord, how sacred is this time, because you come to us and you pray with us and you guide us ever deeper into your will and word, that we might be blessed beyond measure in your grace divine. And so open our eyes and fill our hearts, dear Lord, with your grace, that we might be aglow in your salvation, in Christ our Savior. Amen.